We're starting some whole body warm-up exercises today with the episode entitled Make a Stand. Thank you for joining me. So, making a stand. Many presenters and voiceover artists prefer to stand at the mic anyway. It enables alertness and better breath control. And we're going to be talking about what breath control is in a few episodes' time. But first of all, here's half a dozen points for you to bear in mind. Feet firmly on the ground, shoulder width apart. Do this with me, won't you? And with 3 points of contact with the floor, underneath the big and little toe and the centre of your heel. Yeah, make sure your feet are firmly on the ground. Yeah, shoulder width apart. Have your knees soft. Don't lock them. Have the pelvis balanced so it just feels naturally in the centre of gravity, which we spoke about a few weeks ago, the centre of gravity that goes down the centre of your body, and your stomach should be feeling loose and free. When I say loose stomach, I don't mean that, you know, you need to go to the toilet. I just mean let it just hang. Don't hold it. Don't tense your stomach. Let it give yourself a muffin top, if you will, and drop your arms loose and heavy with your shoulder blades dripping down your back. No muscle tension there at all. A long spine. And you'll notice some of the words that we use when we're describing the alignment of your body, the natural state of kind of upright relaxation that we're talking about here. It's difficult to describe without using some of these words, but hopefully they will instill in you a feeling of what we mean. We're using words like loose and dripping and long and so on. That just gives an overall impression with the use of these words when I can't actually stand with you and hold you and touch you and move you. It gives you an idea of what we mean. Floppy, loose, heavy. No tension there at all. You're not holding anything. You're just letting it be. Have your jaw free, loose, drop, your tongue resting on the bottom of your mouth behind the bottom teeth, your head floating on top of the spine. This is something that we've spoken about before a couple of times in the series of episodes. Your chin level with the floor, not pulled back and up, not jutting out either. And consider your head position. There's a happy medium between a jutting text neck and one that's unnaturally forced back. Remember, your spine supports the head quite far back, not in the middle. Yeah? So your head shouldn't be jutting back as though the back of your head aligns with your back. It's actually naturally a little bit further forward. Google some pictures of where your head sits on your spine. Yeah? Imagine a string up your spine and through your head. Just gently pull it taut to straighten your back and neck, like a balloon full of helium is attached to the string, and you've got that long feeling up the centre of gravity through the middle of your body. Okay, you may want to go back and listen to this episode again just to get all those elements in check. That's a really good way just to relax as you're standing. So everything is in alignment. Nothing is stressed, nothing is pulling. You've got everything which is loose, heavy, long, free, resting. Yeah, those kinds of words, making a stand. And tomorrow we start a series of sometimes really quite short episodes of exercises from which I encourage you to pick and mix to warm up your chest and your lungs, relax out any tension in your muscles and joints, pump blood and let your brain tell your body that you're going to be doing some work, some vocal work. You're relaxing into the work which is ahead over the next few minutes. That's the point of the next few episodes on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.